Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hello once again. Welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. I'm Mitch Lawrence in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Darren Bunch out there in California somewhere, wandering around with his golf clubs, with his hickories, trying to find a place to play. We're glad you found us here at GolfNewsNet.com on iTunes Podcasts and Audio Boom or Stitcher. Darren, we are going to talk Alabama. We're going to talk Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail. I have not been there. It sounds really like a fantastic trip to a destination that I think a lot of golfers have heard about. And if they haven't been there like me, I know it's a place we'll all want to get to after hearing you.
Mitch, you got to say it right. We're going to talk about Alabama.
Wait, I can't do that. But I'm glad you did. The whole time you were there, did everybody, whenever they said that word, is that how they said it?
No, but that's how I said it every time I said Alabama when I was there. And it was not annoying to anybody at all.
Really? Really? Because it was just unbelievably annoying to me, and I'm sure to our listeners too. But we'll let that go because we want the info. We want the info. And when it comes to info, what a great segue this is. You can find Darren on social media at Getaways Golf on Twitter, at Golf Getaways on Instagram. You can find me at both places at Mitch Lawrence, Laurance. Darren, let's just jump right into it. You probably had some misconceptions, or not misconceptions, but preconceived ideas, let's call them, about what the Robert Trent Jones Trail in Alabama entailed before going. I know I do. How did that match up to what you found once you got there?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I never really knew what to expect, even though I had friends who had gone. Obviously, Eric Hart, our cohort here at Golf Getaways, had been there and done an epic trip. He and his son Dylan had hit all the stops on the Robert Trent Jones Trail a number of years ago for Golf Getaways magazine. Brian Orr, golf photographer extraordinaire,
drink.
He's been there as well to part of the trail. But yeah, I didn't know. I'd heard a lot of kind of mixed things about it. But, you know, it exceeded my expectations. I really was kind of blown away by just the overall experience. I think that's the biggest thing, is the Robert Trent Jones Trail knows how to put together a golf experience. And it doesn't matter what property you're at. You know, obviously some golf courses are better than others, and some golf courses are going to be more favorites to some people than others. But really across the board, there's just a level of excellence that they're achieving in the overall experience. And then when you figure in the Southern hospitality, the food and the history of cities like downtown Montgomery. Definitely got to take a walking tour down there. These places that were integral to the evolution of both the culture and the civil rights in this country. It's a really, really interesting place to visit. Not only to play golf, although obviously a lot of people, golfers and golfers and golfers flood down there to experience the trail, you know, every year.
And it was kind of, you mentioned the history and everything, but it was also kind of an interesting story, if I'm not mistaken, about the trail itself, in terms of how the trail got built. A lot of people wonder, how does a state put something like this together? They did a really interesting thing in putting it together.
Yeah, it was a bold project. It was, and some might even say a crazy project when it came up with the idea that Dr. Bronner came up with this idea to diversify the pension funds of the retirement systems of Alabama, and it certainly paid off for them. Part of the brilliance of the trail is that most of the properties were so well conceived, and they go beyond 18 holes. Some of them have two courses, some of them have three, some have 9-hole and 18-hole short courses. They've all got lodging partners. It's just so well done that you can have this seamless golf travel experience and kind of carve up the trail however you want to.
All right, let's dive into the actual trip. You flew into Atlanta. I have your, you know, every itinerary you have, I know.
As you should.
As I should. You flew into Atlanta. You flew out of Birmingham. And in between all this happened, your first stop, Grand National, and a great place to stay.
Oh, man. The Marriott Auburn Opelika or Opelika. I still don't know how to pronounce it. But Grand National is just a great facility. It's a good place to start. And it was host of this year's Barbasol Championship on the PGA Championship, on the PGA Tour, which is held the same week as the British Open. It was won by Grayson Murray. And there's 36 holes. There's a lot of stunning water holes. But I got to tell you, don't miss the 18-hole short course. It's some of the best three pars on the property. It is such a great place. And the Marriott, and throughout the trail, you'll find the two lodging partners are the Marriott and Renaissance. And, you know, it's a great place for a group of golfers. It's got a great outdoor pool bar area. The rooms are great. You know, I can't recommend Grand National highly enough. And it was just such a great introduction to the trail for me.
And some good food at Acre Restaurant, according to you.
Oh, man. Acre Restaurant, I got to tell you. Well, first of all, just Auburn is just kind of a cool, obviously it's a college town. So we went to Acre. It's a farm to table gym. That's one of the better places I've ever eaten. One of the better places I've eaten this year and maybe even one of the best places I've ever eaten, just an incredibly good menu. I got to give a shout out to, one of my favorite PR person names as well. Acre was the place I met the great Cat Bobo, which has got to be just one of the best names of anyone I know. She is wonderful. All the people with handling PR for Auburn Opelika are great. But Acre, if you go to acreauburn.com, you can see just what a silly cool menu they have. How about this for dessert, Mitch? Sweet corn cobbler with fresh churned salted butter ice cream.
Okay, I'll see you. I'm leaving. I'm going now.
That's it. The server
I'll pack it up.
The server came out and started talking about it, and I said, "Whoa, you had me at salted butter. Let's just start rolling that out right now." So,
how much of it did you have?
Do you even remember?
Or were you in a sugar coma?
I'm sure I had plenty. Plus, we partook of the red juice that night quite a bit, and. Yeah, just ate all kinds of great food. It's a cool place in a cool little building, and I can't recommend it highly enough. I would eat there, you know, if it were in Bakersfield. If there was an Acre Auburn in Bakersfield, which seems like that would be odd, I would eat there, you know, once or twice a week. It's that good.
All right, but you can dream. We know that. All right, let's move on. The next stop, Cambrian Ridge. That sounds like a pretty cool place too.
Yes, Cambrian Ridge, 27 holes plus a 9-hole short course. Another one of these great waterfront short courses. You know, and I said that earlier. Most of the trail courses really know how to take full advantage of water, and usually it's built. They're built around lakes, and there's lots of water to be negotiated at Cambrian Ridge. We stayed in this case at the Renaissance Montgomery in downtown. And, you know, when you're down there, you got to go to Dreamland Barbecue for all the fixins, especially the banana pudding for dessert. I know I'm just going to talk about desserts all night. But I remember, you know, after having the banana pudding, I got into a big Twitter debate with our friend One Bearded Golfer on Twitter about hot versus cold banana pudding. My family from Tennessee has always served it cold. Our friend One Bearded Golfer claims that you're really not a banana pudding fan unless you eat it hot. So I'll leave that debate up for whoever wants to. But that whole kind of part of the trip, Cambrian Ridge and downtown Montgomery, the Renaissance Montgomery, you got to get down there and definitely, like I said, take a walking tour of Montgomery just to see so much history and where history has happened in that part of the country.
And, you know, you and I, this is part of what our show is about, which is the ability of golf to bring us to places that open us up to those kinds of experiences. I don't know that most people would think of just making a destination trip to Montgomery, but I certainly would love to get there. And it sounds fantastic and just a great off the course thing to do. Also, on a side note, just to let you know, my wife and I have had a continually running discussion about hot versus cold when it comes to creme brulee. So I'm anxious to add the bread pudding discussion to that between the two of us. We'll get into that, I'm sure.
Doesn't creme brulee have to be hot and cold? I mean, doesn't the top need to be hot but cool inside?
It should be, but you have no idea what this has brought up among friends of ours who actually like creme brulee. This isn't the place for the discussion, but I'll tell you about it sometime. It's pretty funny. So thanks for bringing that top of mind. Let's move on. Capitol Hill in Prattville. There's a Marriott next door. All of this sounds great. Tell us about Capitol Hill.
Yeah. Now, Capitol Hill has got some great golf courses. We stayed in the golf villas. They've got there just kind of adjacent, I think across the parking lot, if I remember correctly, from the main Marriott Hotel. Perfect for larger groups. We had our whole group there. And in fact, it was during the NBA playoffs. So there's like a little common room with TVs and a pool table that we could hang out in and watch the playoffs. A mind-boggling 54 holes at Capitol Hill. You've got the judge, the legislator, and the senator. And the judge is a beast with one of the sickest roller coaster drop photo op opening holes you'll ever find. You stand up on the tee and just look down at this fairway with the river in the distance. It's just a cool opening hole. I can't think of many places I've ever been that have a better, certainly more visual opening hole. They've hosted LPGA and some Metro events there on those courses at Capitol Hill. And it's another one of these spots that could be a multi-day trip just all its own. You could go to Alabama and just go to Capitol Hill and have a really good time exploring those 54 holes.
See, this is what's amazing to me about as you're describing the trail and all these different places. It sounds like if you're lucky enough to be within driving distance, that this is a repeat destination where you just keep going back and experience one or two of them along the way. That's what sounds so cool to me.
Yeah, and there's a whole part of the trail further north that, like I mentioned, Brian Orr's been to that I didn't even do on this trip. I mean, it is an expansive trail with just more golf than some people could experience, it feels like, in a lifetime. It's just, there's a lot of golf holes.
All right, let's move on down to Birmingham, Alabama.
Please don't
another,
do that.
It's another, I just love, as opposed to Birmingham, because it's really Birmingham, you know. It's what it is in Alabama. I live in South Carolina. I know what I'm talking about. All right. Another great, it sounds like, multiple course experience with a short course too. Oxmoor Valley.
Yep. Oxmoor Valley was fun. 36 holes plus the 18-hole short course. And this ability to build, or I guess the foresight when they did it, to build 18-hole short courses, which you really just don't see very much. Obviously, we talk about 13-hole short courses, the 13-holer at Bandon. We talk about the 12-holer at Monarch Dunes out here in California a lot. There are a lot of places that have 9-hole courses. But these 18-hole short courses where you can feel like you played a whole round of golf but get it in a lot less time, not have to hit driver, which is what kills most of our game anyway. They're just really well done and a lot of fun. Oxmoor Valley is a fun place to play. It's got a great clubhouse. It's got great people, friendly service. It's got good food. Like I said, it's just the trail understands how to build these golf experiences, along the way. And, you almost can't go wrong with which ones you pick. Like I said, it's going to be, people are going to have their favorites, and we're going to talk about my favorite here in a second. But you ought to just get out and, like you say, make multiple trips and explore as much of the trail as you can to kind of judge for yourself which ones you want to make your own personal RTJ trail.
All right. Well, you mentioned it. You want to talk about your favorite here. Close your eyes, Darren. Just close them for a second. Wait. Let me say this. Renaissance Ross Bridge Resort and Spa. Go.
No knock on the others, obviously, but the Renaissance Ross Bridge Resort and Spa, which is in Hoover near Birmingham, I feel like it's a little bit of a cut above the others. I'd go back in a heartbeat. I'm trying to figure out a way to go back and just hang there with my wife and maybe take some friends. Might even take you, Mitch. I don't know.
Well, thanks. I'm glad I'm included in that group.
uh, the golf course, and it's just a rare 18 holes on this property, one of the few on the trail that only has 18 holes. It's big, it's beautiful, it's strategic, it's fun, it's got photo ops everywhere, it's got challenging shots. And like I said, our boy Eric Hart had been bragging about it to us for years. And I got to give it to him. He was right on every count. I had a little fun with him in our rating system, and that I sent him a text and told him that I didn't like it as much as I did, just to kind of see if I can make his head explode, which was a great practical joke to play on him. But and if people know Eric, they will understand why that was fun to do. But it's just, it's such a place, and the resort kind of has an old world chalet ambiance about it. It's near perfect. It's got great rooms. It's got a bagpiper at sunset. It's got small, it's kind of a small but well-designed indoor-outdoor pool area. It's perfect for what they need there. And let's talk about the restaurant, Brock's. You know, forget about it. I don't even know what to say. Such a great meal I had there. And, you know, sometimes the meals are just you're with great people. And in this case, I was. Our friend Ken Van Vechten was with me on the trip. Pam Shaheen, who runs these trips, is just top notch in terms of putting together media trips. But the food itself there at Brock's was just out of this world.
Well, we could spend half an hour talking about the food, because you told me about all the different things. And when you update me and send pictures while you're on a trip where I happen to be not, we do this to each other, which to me is pretty funny. But that looked stupid good.
Well,
all of it looked stupid good.
Let's just run through it real quick.
I knew you wouldn't be able to not do this. Go ahead.
The truffle risotto is insane. It was just, unforgettable. The spaghetti bolognese, which is made with pork and beef and tomato and basil, just like it should be, is like the old world singing to you. The beef tenderloin is one of the best steaks I've ever tasted in all of my travels, Mitch. And I think you know I like a good steak, and I think you know I've eaten a lot of steak all over the world.
I think I know you like a good everything. So,
well,
yes.
I like a good food.
Yes, that's good food. It's a good food.
But yeah, this place is that good. It's and it also has one of the coolest halfway house restrooms in all of the modern world. It's this cool little stone building complete with a water wheel turning outside the building. And that's actually where the bagpiper starts each evening. And I can't speak highly enough about the Renaissance Ross Bridge. And if you're making an RTGA trip, and it's your first one, I would definitely make sure you put Ross Bridge on the itinerary as kind of the cleanup hitter.
That sounds great. All of it sounds great. You know, we in the Southeast here, we get a lot of media coverage and a lot of advertising about the RTJ Trail. And so it's constantly a presence down here. And I have to say, I've always wanted to go, haven't had a chance. But after listening to you and talking to Eric and Brian, it's certainly something that I could see doing. So hopefully our listeners will feel the same way and get a chance to take a great golf getaway to one of the truly wonderful golf destinations anywhere in America. Thanks for the info, man. I'm glad you got a chance to relive it, because it sounds pretty epic.
Oh, man, I'll be dreaming about it for a long time to come. But, you know, so much of what we've done this year, I'll be dreaming about from a long time to come, because we have really, we've really hit the high points, it seems like, from start to finish in 2017.
Yeah, it's been good, and there's a lot more coming everybody's way. We'll get to that. As always, couldn't do it without you, the listeners. Darren on Twitter, at Getaways Golf. Me, at Mitch Lawrence, LauranceE. Use hashtag Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency9, hashtag, you know it by now, 2 Haggis Bags. You'll get our attention. What about, Darren, hashtag RTJ Trail Bags?
Hashtag 2 RTJ Trail Bags.
I like it.
Wow. Well, try saying that.
For now, it's
times.
Only one, but let's make it two.
Well, I could just be the RTGA Trail Bag.
All right. Well, I like the sound of that. I definitely like the sound of that. Share us with your friends on social media. All we want to do is spread the word about the best in golf travel. Rate us on iTunes also. That'll help. All right. RTGA Trail, another one of our golf dreams. We know what it's like. Thanks for being with us. Keep running down that dream. Take it away, Mr. Tom Pitt. Bye-bye.
friend.